This is Today in History, October the 11th. On this day in 1932, the first American political telecast took place as the Democratic National Committee sponsored a program from CBS Television in New York. And on this day in 1958, the lunar probe Pioneer 1 was launched.
At 3:42 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an Air Force Thorable 1 space probe under the management of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration achieved a near-perfect takeoff, just 13 seconds later than scheduled time.
It failed to go out as far as planned and then fell back to Earth as it burned up in the atmosphere. Also in space news, on this day in 1968, Apollo 7, the first manned Apollo mission, was launched with astronauts Wally Schirra, Don Fulton Isolay, and R. Walter Cunningham aboard.
Commit liftoff. We have liftoff. This is launch control. We have cleared the tower.
And on this day in 1986, Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev meet in Reykjavik. Following up on their successful November 1985 summit meeting in Geneva, President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev meet in Reykjavik, Iceland, to continue discussions about curbing their intermediate missile arsenals in Europe. And just when it appeared that the agreement might be reached, the talks fell apart amid accusations and recriminations, and U.S.-Soviet relations took a giant step backwards. The sticking point arose when Gorbachev requested that the talks concerning the missiles be expanded to include limitations of America's Strategic Defense Initiative, referred to as Star Wars. Reagan refused to consider Gorbachev's suggestion, and the talks broke down the following day, with no agreement in hand. And on this day, in 1975, Saturday Night Live debuts.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
On this day, back in 1975, Saturday Night Live, a topical comedy sketch show featuring Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, Gilda Radner, Garrett Morris, Jane Curtin, and Lorraine Newman, makes its debut on NBC, and it will go on to become the longest-running, highest-rated show on late-night television. The 90-minute program, which, from its inception, had been broadcast live from Studio 8H in the GE building of Rockefeller Center, includes a different guest host and musical act each week. The opening sketch of each show ends with one actor saying, "Live from New York, it's Saturday Night." Created by the Canadian-born comedy writer Lorne Michaels, Saturday Night Live has introduced a long list of memorable characters and catchphrases, from Gilda Radner's Roseanne, Rosanna, Dana, to the Coneheads, to Billy Crystal's Fernando, You Look Marvelous, to Dana Carvey's Church Lady, to bodybuilders Hans and Franz, to Coffee Talk, all have become part of pop culture history. The show, whose cast has changed continually over the years, has also launched the careers of such performers as Bill Murray, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Mike Myers, Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, David Spade, John Lovitz, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Tina Fey.
A, B, C, D, F, G, K, E, L, M, N, O, Q, R. Oh, my Irish mother! Ireland must be heaven because my mother comes on there!
Cartoonist Charles Schulz announced today that he plans to create another character for his popular comic strip.
Some SNL sketches have even been turned into feature films, with two of the most successful examples being The Blues Brothers and, in 1992, Wayne's World. The influential comedian George Carlin hosted the debut episode of Saturday Night Live.
Football's kind of nice. They changed it a little bit. They moved the hash marks in. Guys found them and smoked them anyway.
Later that year, Candace Bergen became the first woman to assume SNL hosting duties. She went on to host the program four more times. Other frequent guest hosts include Buck Henry, Chevy Chase, Tom Hanks, and Christopher Walken. The beginning of an empire, live from New York, Saturday Night Live's first show, October 11th, 1975, on this day in history.